Presidents who've dared to propose new space missions face inevitable comparisons with the moon speech.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
President Kennedy speaking to Congress in 1961 and setting the stage for the 1969 moon landing. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, other presidents who've turned their eyes spaceward have found this a tough act to follow.
Those who've stepped onto this stage before have taken lots of pratfalls. President Bush may have been looking over his shoulder at his father, who proposed a Moon-Mars space initiative in 1989.
First for the coming decade, for the 1990s, space station freedom, our critical next step in all our space endeavors, and next for the new century, back to the moon, back to the future, and this time, back to stay.
That Bush initiative, which also aimed for Mars, went nowhere. The proposed cost was one reason. So this second Bush space plan has been described in the vocabulary of budgetary caution, a language quite foreign to the engineers running big space projects. Listen to Commerce Secretary Donald Evans on CNN earlier this week.
This program will be within a responsible fiscal budget, because the president knows, once again, the basic ingredients to growing an economy and creating more jobs are cutting taxes and controlling spending.
That modest approach may help fend off some criticism, but it could also take the gleam off the entire program. President Kennedy said going to the moon was cool, partly because it would be so expensive to do. And space watcher John Pike with globalsecurity.org says the Moon-Mars mission has to be more than just affordable. He says people got behind Kennedy's space program because it was part of a big idea, a survival strategy.
Was basically a way of demonstrating the superiority of either capitalism or socialism, and we eventually won. For the Clinton administration, it was a way of demonstrating that the Cold War was over, that the Russians were now our friends rather than our enemies.
Pike says space hasn't offered that kind of salvation to either of the Bushes, so Pike expects the son's space plans to go the way of his father's. But the words of the original space president may point the way for President Bush to make Mars work for him. In 1962, John Kennedy went to Rice University in Texas to expand on his vision for the space program. There, he did two things. He bound the space program to the national spirit.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
Andrew Chaikin, author of the book A Man on the Moon, says this is the kind of emotional glue that presidents need to provide.
In that speech, he wasn't talking about geopolitics and the need to impress the world with the strength of the American system. He was talking about the fundamental things that drive us as human beings. And I would be thrilled if the president would make a similar kind of speech in the months and years to come.
But just as important, President Kennedy acknowledged a well-known secret about NASA. It's a jobs program.
And finally, the space effort itself, while still in its infancy, has already created a great number of new companies and tens and thousands of new jobs. Space and related industries are generating new demands in investment and skilled personnel. And this city and this state and this region will share greatly in this growth.
Of course, no president would want to be accused of handing out pork in an election year, but the political reception that the Bush proposal receives is pretty predictable. Congressman Dennis Kucinich echoed the disdain of his Democratic colleagues at a debate in Iowa this week.
First of all, I've been wondering why the president would, while we're still in Iraq, talk about going to the moon and going to Mars. Maybe he's looking for the weapons of mass destruction still.
Kucinich quickly added a tribute to NASA's Glenn Research Center, an important provider of jobs in his home state of Ohio. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.